Now time for our Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, and we're pleased to be joined now by the head coach of the cause. That is Mike Paramore. Coach, glad to hear from you once again. How excited are you to get the 2026 season going?
Oh, always excited, man. It's a great time of year. Love the fall. Love the chance to be around our young guys and share our passion for this wonderful game of football, man. I love being around it. Love doing it.
I know you talked about when we did the preview magazine, and we'll dive into some of the players and kind of the expectations, but, you know, last year you had a really good senior class and experienced class and, you know, just two wins. Not the year that you wanted, but development was there for some of the younger guys. Take us back to last year and just kind of the overall thoughts and takeaways there.
Yeah, I mean, it just didn't kind of fall in place. I mean, different things, you can point to a thousand different things why we didn't, but the bottom line, we just didn't get it done. Great group of guys, loved them. They practiced their tails off, worked to get better, and just kind of shows you the character of that group is, you know, we go in as a low seed and go down to Trail, who's undefeated, and we take that team to overtime. It just kind of shows you the character of that group and that they were going to stay and fight the whole time. And with that experience, you know, the younger guys got to get playing time, got to see the field, and we're hoping that'll carry over to this season for them.
What are your thoughts on the Big East? We know how good it has been. We know and expect it to be very good once again. You're going to start with Rossville on Friday. We'll talk about them in the next segment, but you'll see Hiawatha and St. Mary's as part of your league schedule. So again, it's always so different with these teams and their schedules and how it shakes out in terms of league games, but your thoughts on the Big East as a whole as we enter 2026?
It looks, again, that it's going to be as advertised. I mean, it's a great sports league, and football is just a part of that. And the teams that our league has and that are represented and the coaches that are in those schools, I mean, I think it's a great league, and we continue to show that with postseason results of the teams that come out and what kind of results they do. We kind of got a little break from it. I mean, our district shoved us the other way, so we only see the first three teams in the league. And then after that, we go a different direction. So, but I think the league is going to be fantastic again.
Yeah, you mentioned the league, and then you mentioned going in a different direction, and doesn't get much easier in that different direction. You got Hayden, Rock Creek, you know, back-to-back weeks, Bishop Ward, Santa Fe Trail. So it is a tough schedule week in and week out, no doubt. Let's talk about your quarterback for a second, A.J. Campbell. You know, he had a chance to step in for a couple of games at the end of last year. Let's talk about his development and your expectations for your man under center this year.
Yeah, it's good to have him back. I mean, he's a year ahead of schedule. I mean, he got that time as a sophomore to go in and start the last two games and also got a lot of playing time. And he also started inside linebacker for us. So just the maturity of another year. He's got a great command of our offense right now. Like what he's done, had a good summer, smart kid, and really glad that he's taking the snaps for us.
Real quick, give us a few other guys. You know, Caden Baker is one that obviously stands out to me, just one of the top all-around athletes, multi-sport athlete in the Big East. You know, give us a few names of some guys that Perry LeCompton fans should be looking out for this year.
Yeah, Caden's definitely a guy we want to get the ball in his hands, dynamic guy, and he can do some things. But we've moved Tanner. Tanner started for us as an H-back last year. He'll be our tailback this year. And as a sophomore, had a really nice season, started every game. So he's going to roll into that position, and we're excited about him. Up front, we feel pretty good of a group. Lucian Brockoff comes back. He's an honorable mention guy in the league on the defensive line, and he'll be back starting at tackle. We're glad to get Ryan Heston back. Ryan played for us as a sophomore. Injuries kept him out his junior year. He couldn't play at all, and now to have him back for his senior year, we're excited to have him on the offensive line. And just feel like we got a nice group of skill guys that can go out. Tommy Marcelino is one of our receivers. Walker Gray, another one. So, like our guys, they've had a great early season and like their attitude and how they're approaching the game right now.
Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore, a couple more minutes. We'll talk about the week one matchup at Rossville after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a couple more minutes here with Mike Paramore, head coach of Perry LeCompton. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Cause opening up the season won't be easy on the road at Rossville. Let's get your initial thoughts on this Rossville team. They lose some, you know, very good seniors, but they return a very good, you know, crop as well. And this is a team, let's not forget, they were 6 minutes away from the Class 1A state championship last year, but Sterling, you know, pulled it out in the end. I expect this Rossville team to be very good once again. What do you feel like?
Absolutely. I expect the same thing. And then what we've seen, got to watch a little bit of film of what they did last year. And then we traded films from the Jamboree and got a good group of kids. Their athletes are good. Coach Hamas has obviously done a tremendous job with that program over there. And then year in and year out, they're always contending to make deep postseason runs. So we got our hands full. They moved, quarterback's a big part of what they do. He's going to run, he's going to throw it, and it's generated through him. And they've Landon Lewis, as they've bumped him in there, he started for him as a sophomore as kind of an H-back, and now he's taking the snaps as a Q, and he's a dynamic performer. We're going to have to go over there and make sure we're really sound in what we're doing and see what we can get done.
Give us some keys. What's it going to take? It's always different. Week one, there's just so much unknown regardless of what happened the year before. Literally everybody is 0-0. It is week one. And, it's going to take a minute to maybe for these teams to kind of feel things out and get things going in the right direction. So you just never know in a week one game, what's kind of the itinerary for you in terms of keys and what's going to be on the whiteboard, top two or three things that it's going to take for you guys to get a win on the road Friday night.
Yeah, we kind of keep beating that same drum of, what it takes to be successful, whether it's week one or week nine, and just the consistency factor. Make sure we show up and we're doing what we're supposed to do. What's our assignment? Make sure we take care of that, get lined up correctly, go execute, and then play the game with a lot of passion and a lot of energy. We got the big part of football, you got to play hard. Play hard all the time, and if you can do that and execute your job, and then on top of that, we'll just take care of the football, and then we feel like we got a chance to be in every game.
There it is. Perry LeCompton, football coach Mike Paramore joining us. Always appreciate the few minutes with him. Perry, opening up the season on Friday night, Big East League Showdown. They'll be on the road at Rossville. Coach, can't thank you enough. Per usual, man, we're off and running. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I appreciate the time. Looking forward to a great season.